All right, good morning. Let's come to order and go on the record, please. I'm Charlotte Mitchell, Chair of the Utilities Commission, and with me this morning are the following commissioners. When I call your name, please announce your presence. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Good morning.
Commissioner Gray.
Good morning.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Yes, good morning.
Commissioner Duffley.
Good morning.
Commissioner Hughes.
Hi, good morning.
And Commissioner McKissick.
Good morning.
In compliance with the State Government Ethics Act, I remind members of the commission of their duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire as to whether any member of the commission has a known conflict of interest with respect to matters coming before us this morning. All right, hearing no conflicts, we will proceed with commission staff, item P1.
Good morning, Commissioners. Sam Watson, General Counsel. Commission staff, item P1 is docket number E7 sub 1017. Investigation regarding the approval and closing of the business combination of Duke Energy Corporation and Progress Energy Incorporated. On December 12, 2012, the Commission approved a settlement agreement between Duke Energy Corporation, the public staff, and the Commission staff, closing the investigation which followed the 2012 merger between Duke and Progress Energy. As part of that settlement, Duke agreed to create and maintain a new committee of its board of directors, the Regulatory Policy and Operations Committee, to meet with the commission periodically and to report back to the board on its discussions. The amendment before you this morning is in response to a request by Duke to reassign the duties of this committee and to designate the Corporate Governance Committee, which is currently and has historically been chaired by the lead independent director, as the board committee to meet with the commission. Duke, the public staff, and the commission staff believe this change will not alter but may actually improve the level of attention of the board to the commission and to the regulatory obligations of Duke's utility subsidiaries in North Carolina. The commission staff therefore recommends that the commission issue an order approving this amendment to the settlement agreement, and representatives of Duke and the public staff are present this morning, and I'll be glad to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
I move approval of the commission staff recommendation.
I second the motion.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by commission staff. Any questions or discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Watson. We will now proceed with public staff, electric item P1.
Good morning. I am Evan Lawrence with the Public Staff's Energy Division. Electric item P1 consists of an application for an amendment of a CPCN and an application for a new CPCN with a registration statement. The public staff recommends that the commission issue both the new and amended certificates and accept the registration statement. Thank you.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Any questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Lawrence. We will proceed now to public staff water item P1.
Yes, Charles Junis, engineer of the public staff water, sewer, and telephone division. Water item P1 filed by Aqua North Carolina Inc. in docket number W218 sub 537 is an application seeking a certificate of public convenience and necessity to provide water and sewer utility service in the enclave at City Park Subdivision in Mecklenburg County and approval of rates. Public staff recommends that the commission issue the proposed order granting the franchise and approving rates.
Move approval of the recommendation.
I second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there any questions, any discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Junis. We'll proceed now to public staff, water item P2.
Good morning, Gina Castleberry with the Water Division. Item P2 is docket number 1305 sub 28, contiguous extension. On February 5th, 2021, Pluris Hampstead LLC filed a notification of intention to begin operations to provide sewer utility service at Coastal Plantation Phase 4, which is contiguous to the company's existing service area in Coastal Plantation in Pender County, North Carolina. On February 24th, 2021, Pluris Hampstead amended its application to request that customers in the new service area be subject to the rates approved in docket number W1305 sub 12. Those rates went into effect November 13, 2020. The public staff recommends that the public staff's proposed order be issued accepting and approving bond, recognizing a contiguous extension, and approving rates.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there any questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, we will proceed with public staff water item P3. Ms. Castleberry, I think we're still with you.
Yes, that's correct. Docket number W1305 sub 29, Pluris Hampstead LLC, and docket W1300 sub 69, Old North State Water Company LLC, motion to allow bulk wastewater treatment service by Pluris Hampstead. On October 9th, 2020, Pluris Hampstead LLC filed a joint application with Old North State Water Company LLC seeking authority to acquire the sewer system serving Majestic Oaks and Hampstead Shopping Center, Southside Commons, Majestic Oak West, and Salters Haven at Leah Maria in Pender County, North Carolina. On January 27, 2021, Pluris Hampstead filed the asset purchase agreement. The APA provides that Pluris Hampstead will purchase from ONSWC the wastewater utility assets that serve the property in the service area. The APA further provides that ONSWC will retain ownership of the wastewater treatment plant located in Majestic Oaks development and will provide transitional wastewater treatment service to Pluris Hampstead for at least 150 days at the closing of the APA, during which time Pluris Hampstead will construct a lift station and facilities necessary to interconnect the collection system in the service area to Pluris Hampstead's force main. Due to significant regulatory compliance issues with the used ONSWC wastewater treatment plant, on March 4, 2021, ONSWC and Pluris Hampstead entered into a first agreement to the APA, providing that after receiving Division of Water Quality approval, Pluris Hampstead will construct the lift station and other facilities necessary to establish the interconnection to the Pluris Hampstead wastewater prior to closing the APA so that Pluris Hampstead can provide bulk wastewater treatment service to ONSWC. On March 17, 2021, ONSWC filed a motion requesting approval for bulk wastewater treatment by Pluris Hampstead for the service area. And on March 31st, 2021, ONSWC filed a second amendment to the APA clarifying the bulk rate for sewer treatment. The public staff has reviewed the APA and the amendments and is of the opinion that allowing Pluris Hampstead to provide bulk sewer treatment for the service area during the interim is in the best interest of customers and therefore recommends that the motion be granted and that bulk rate for sewer treatment should be approved. The public staff recommends that the public staff's proposed order be issued granting the motion and approving the bulk rate for sewer treatment.
Move approval and recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there any questions or discussion on the motion?
Madam Chair, I just have a question.
Yes, ma'am, please proceed.
Ms. Castleberry, so one, have you seen transactions similar to this in your experience? And two, what exactly happens when the interim period ends? What do you anticipate?
The public staff is in support of the joint proposal to acquire the system. So I would assume that, you know, hopefully the commission would approve that. We're in support of that. And I can't really recall anything off the top of my head where we've been in this situation. But as we stated, it's in the customer's best interest to go ahead and make the interconnection, being that we assume that approval will be approved.
All right, thank you.
All right, anything further? Any additional questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right. Thank you, Ms. Castleberry. Commission has before it its minutes of March 29, 2021 staff conference.
Move approval of the minutes.
And second.
All right. Any question or discussion on the motion? All right. Hearing none, indicate your support for the motion to approve the minutes with an aye. Your opposition?
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor. All right. Minutes are approved. All right. Any additional business for the commission this morning? Hearing none, we'll be adjourned. Thank you, everybody.